Hey folks, in this interview, we're talking about Hall of Fame stuff with Matt Barker of MPB.
This is TWiP.
Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. I am your host, Frederick Van Johnson. Today I'm lucky enough to be joined by Matt Barker. He runs a little company called MPB. It's across the pond and over on this side. We're going to be talking about some of the projects that they're working on and just sort of getting to the bottom of this Hall of Fame thing that he cooked up. Hey Matt, welcome to the show. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for having me. Good evening for me. It's evening over here. So, really happy to be here.
Yeah, no, it's good to have you. It is good to have you. So let's talk about this. So first of all, let's talk about the company, MPB. What is MPB all about? What's the company, you know, sort of elevator pitch for what you guys do?
Sure. So it's pretty straightforward. We are now the largest platform globally. For photographers, videographers, and filmmakers to buy, sell, and trade their kit. So we are online and available in the whole of the US, where you are, in the UK, and all across Europe as well. So, you know, buying and selling anything from entry-level DSLR kit, maybe $100 upwards, right the way through to pro cine kit, red kit, things of that nature. Up to the very kind of high end of things. So I think overall we price across about 6,000 different products, buying and selling lenses, bodies, etc. Where, you know, primarily only within the kind of autofocus era and within the digital era with bodies. But obviously that's a huge catalog of kit. And yeah, now the biggest and the best place to be doing that, really. So that's us in a nutshell at mpb.com.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that. So just to put a finer point on it, so the largest player in the buy, sell, trade world for photographers and videographers or creative professionals doing that sort of stuff, what does that look like in terms like today, right? So as we record this, it's July 16th, 2020.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you know your history, people, this was in the middle of a pandemic. We're currently in the middle of a global pandemic. How does that affect the world of buy, sell, trade? Is it a positive effect? Is it a negative, or is it benign?
It's a really interesting question. I think, you know, it's been obviously an awful time for all of us. Really, really challenging for business in general. People have been affected hugely by this. Many businesses literally having to shutter their doors. I think from our point of view, it was fairly similar in the UK to the US. So in the US, we're based in New York, as you said earlier. In the UK, based out of Brighton, both the UK and New York went into lockdown around kind of a similar time in March. And at that stage, you know, there was huge uncertainty for us. We weren't sure if we could remain operating at all at that time, around the rules that were being put in place and things like that. We run a massive warehouse here in Brighton. We have a huge warehouse in Brooklyn. So the first kind of concentration for us, I guess, when this thing came on was the safety of our staff. Primarily, it was very much a staff first, customers a close second approach. But I think once we got past those early weeks and got, you know, measures in place in our warehouses to ensure that everyone was safe and we could continue to operate, I think what we've seen is like a really, really positive thing in many ways, which is that it's been clear to me watching what's been happening on the platforms that people have been really engaging with photography, actually. And we've had loads of new engagements, so new customers coming onto the platform for the first time. We've seen huge growth in that. And what that said to me, I guess, is that, you know, during what's been a really difficult time, during a time where people have had to spend a lot of time indoors and, you know, changing their normal habits, working from home, etc., I think people have found a lot of comfort and joy in their hobby, and they've sort of turned to that passion point. To find some pleasure, really, at quite a difficult time. So we're certainly not a net beneficiary of this thing at all. You know, there are companies out there like Amazon that are, and I wouldn't ever say that that was the case, and I wouldn't want that to be the case. But we have seen huge and great engagement in a way that is clearly evident, that people have been quite active with their hobbies. So that's been really, really positive. and great to see. And like I say, we're very lucky that we've been able to continue to operate throughout being an online only business as we are. So, you know, some fortune and some positivity in there, which is, you know, not been the easiest thing to find of late. So, yeah, it's you know, if it, you know, as a business as well, I think because we are, you know, we've been around since 2011. So this is our ninth year. We're a significant size business now with lots of people as well. And, you know, again, quite thankful for that because that gives us resilience and helps me. I think if it had hit us when we were a much smaller company, obviously it's a lot more challenging to deal with. But we have, about 150 people that work here now. And that's helped us in terms of that resilience as well and being able to change the way we operate to accommodate things at this time. So, it definitely a challenging period, but definitely there's some positive things in there that we can be talking about as well, which I think is great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And for any, you know, bad thing or good thing, there's always a negative and a positive. And I don't think it's a negative that a business like yours is providing a needed release for photographers that are, you know, either in a predicament because of job loss or whatever, and they want to, you know, buy, sell, trade gear. Obviously. So, you know, you guys provide, I feel like a company like yours is much needed in you know, when we're going through crazy things like this, where people are considering their options and looking at that pile of gear over there. What could I do with that? You know, either can I trade it in and do something cool, or can I just get rid of it and generate some revenue
generate some cash. Absolutely. You know, we have felt, you know, taken quite seriously, if you like, that role that we've had to play. And we've paid out, you know, millions of dollars of cash over the last few months to photographers. Wow. And that's the business that we're in. We want to do that. And, you know, that drives our business and our supply, and we'll find new homes for that kit. But equally, there would have been thousands of people that chose to trade with us because they needed that cash at the moment, you know, and we're quite very respectful of that. And we've been doing our very best to process transactions as quickly as possible and get that cash to people. And hopefully those photographers will come back in a few months' time when, you know, more business resumes as normal, hopefully, and we can get back out there and be reinvesting in kit. But generally, I think, you know, secondhand is just a great place to play for that because it's more affordable, and you know, you can buy something at a reasonable price and generally not lose too much money on it either. And I think the other lesson, therefore, through this has, you know, people have been really getting switched on to secondhand as a product group, not just in photo video, but generally I think people are becoming more conscious consumers, right? There's the sustainability aspect of secondhand, which has really started gathered pace during this time. We've seen it in fashion, we've seen it in other sectors as well. Again, you know, it's been lessons learned and kind of a speeding up of trends that were happening anyway, where consumers are going out there and like really thinking about how they're spending their money and really thinking about how they're investing. And in the case of photographers, like you say, looking at the kit bag and kind of reconciling what they've got and saying, actually, you know what, I haven't used that lens for the last 18 months, so I'm going to get rid of that lens, I'm going to get some cash in, and that's going to make me feel good. I'm going to go out and use a little less kit and still enjoy my hobby and things like that. So, we're absolutely, there's two sides to what we do. We pay out cash for sellers, and then we offer really affordable gear for buyers, and then those people in between who are buying and selling and trading as well. So, so in that sense, I think it's been a really important place to be playing right now, and hopefully lots of photographers and videographers out there have benefited from us continuing to be able to trade during this time.
Yeah. Do you see, you know, sitting where you and the company sits, you see a lot of gear passing back and forth, which obviously makes you informed to create this Hall of Fame thing that we're going to talk about in just a second here. But what's your, you know, I'm curious as to what your perception is regarding the photographers out there that are sitting on a bunch of gear that, like, and I'm one of them, you know, truth be told, that I got a bunch of lenses that I haven't touched in about a year. Is that the market that you're looking for those folks that are like, you know, I just get rid of those lenses, you know, liquidate them or transform them into something that you could actually use in your art form versus just having a trophy case of focal lengths? Like, where do you fall on that?
Personally, I'm not one for trophies. I think it's like... I like things to be used. You know, you and I were talking off air before this about cars and stuff. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I can't bear people that have 10 cars and put them in a garage and don't drive them, right? And I think it's the same with photography kit. I think kit's there to be used, and kit's amazing. It's unique. You know, this is what we're here to talk about today, and I think it's a shame if kit's not getting used. I understand why people do it though as well, because I think people, you know, they get quite emotionally attached to certain things, and there might be a lens that you might not have used for 2 years, but equally it might have got you a shot that held a whole load of meaning to you at the time, and therefore it's quite hard to let go. There are people I know that work here. We've got people in our C-suite here who are photographers, and I know one of those in particular who's not touched their kit bag for 5 years, but they've still not sold it, and they work here. So, you know, everyone does do that, and I completely respect everyone's choice on how they go about their choices, really. But, you know, I would nonetheless encourage people to think about these things, because I think, you know, you can get rid of something today and buy something tomorrow. And for me, it's about, you know, our strap line here is change gear, and that has kind of dual meanings, really. There's like change gear in the sense of like change some kit to change gear in your photography, to kind of to take a new step in your photography, but also change gear in the literal sense of you know, switching out a 50mm and trying an 85mm or whatever it may be. And I think if you can really start to use our platform effectively, then it does enable you to change kit more regularly. And hopefully that fuels your kind of creative hobby, really, which is what, you know, these are, you know, you're a content creator, like loads of people that work here are. And in that sense, like, the kit is a tool for that content creation. And I would really encourage people to you know, to sell stuff, to try something new. And I think that's a great thing that secondhand enables, definitely.
I love that. Have you as the CEO and sort of the driver of the ship, have you given any thought to the idea of adding an R to the buy sell trade, you know, the rental business? Have you guys ever thrown a toe in there or dabbled in that area?
So I think the rental market in photo video is pretty broken. I think it's not been changed for a long time. What you've got in there is, you know, big businesses that do a great job of customer service. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's some really great players out there doing a good job. But I think there's not it's not the most scientific approach to it. And therefore, consumers often don't get the best value. So certainly, I think there is room for change in that market. The kind of 3-day rental, 7-day rental, 30-day rental market that exists in the UK and exists in the US. It's something that we've looked at for a long time. We certainly wouldn't offer the same model that's being offered currently by others. I think, again, it's about driving value into the market. I'm genuinely passionate about making photography more affordable, genuinely. And I think we, as I indicated earlier, you know, we see an awful lot of supply, right? We go out there, people sell it to us, and therefore, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of items pass through our warehouses every single month. And at the moment, they go from a seller to a buyer, with us in between. And I think there's an opportunity in that cycle to offer different forms of ownership. I think there's some really exciting things going on again in other product groups and other categories where people are moving away from owning stuff to just want using stuff, which is kind of what we want. We want access to stuff. We don't necessarily care whether we own it as much as we used to, maybe. We're looking at it. It won't happen this year. But I think 2021, we are planning on bringing a new innovative way of accessing kit to market that would be akin to rental, but not by any means the same as what's offered at the moment, and would offer photographers more value.
Love it. That's awesome. Cool. All right. So speaking of that, the traffic flow of thousands of, you know, pieces of gear that flow through your, you know, through the systems over there. Yep. You guys are in a position to look at things and from a quality standpoint, from an ease of use standpoint, and you came up with this Hall of Fame. So tell me about the Hall of Fame and what the inception of it was and how's it going?
Yeah, for sure. So Hall of Fame, you can find it at kithalloffame.com, or if you just go to mpb.com, there's a banner at the top at the moment that will link you off there. So we launched it on the 30th of June. So that's been live now for, what, 2.5 weeks or so. And that's running through until the 11th of August, I believe. So what it is celebration of kit. So number one, we've got five categories on there. and 5 items in each category. And we're encouraging people to go onto the site and vote across those categories for what they believe is the kit most worth celebrating in each of those categories. In terms of how that developed, I mean, we were actually running, so the 5 categories that we've got, I'll try to remember them all. So we've got Iconic, we've got Trendsetter, we've got Classic, we've got Road Tested, and we've got Game Changer as well. And those were actually, for us, originally formed part of an advertising campaign that we were running through the period January-March pre-COVID. On a lot of our advertising at that time, where we were celebrating other product groups. So we had advertising running where we were celebrating, you know, Iconic guitars, and we were celebrating Classic cars, and pitting that kind of, got really getting that emotion through in terms of that attachment piece that I talked about earlier with kit that people have, and whatever that might be. So the categories actually started life as an advertising campaign, and then the conversation developed internally here about how we could move that forward. We are obsessed around kit. You know, kit is all we talk about. And, you know, we see more kit here than anyone else, and all, yeah, across all types, you know, going back, you know, some on occasions, you know, like sort of going back maybe 30 years with some of the lenses and things like that. And I think it just developed as a conversation internally as to how we could bring something out there to celebrate, obviously, as well, like we felt at this particular time, you know, bringing that positive story to market, because we developed it beforehand and we were debating whether to bring it out now, and we've decided to. So it's evolved from the advertising campaign to the Hall of Fame as it is today. We've seen, you know, been really pleased since we put it live. We've seen huge engagement in it, vast amounts of votes being cast so far from all over the world. And there's another kind of, we're about halfway through in terms of the voting at this point. And it'd be really interesting to see what people come up with. And there's a real range of kit on there. You know, you've got things like the GoPro in the Game Changer category. You've got things like the 5D Mark I in the Classic category. You've got workhorses like the Nikon D810 in the Road Tested category. And, you know, different bits of kit that mean different things to different people. And I'm sure some people won't agree with the shortlist necessarily.
Of course.
That's inevitable with all of these things. It's here to stir a conversation too. We love that debate. But it was, you know, the shortlist itself was developed through internal conversations and working groups that we formed internally. Because again, you know, amongst the 150 or so people that work here, the vast majority are hobbyist active photographers or videographers, so they have a great interest in kit as well. So we've really enjoyed putting it together and pushing it out there. There's a live dashboard running that we're viewing internally. Obviously, we're not going to reveal what that says at the moment, but I'm genuinely like, you know, it's there's an amazing amount of engagement, but actually there's engagement across all the groups and across all the products. And there's a couple of surprise leaders in there at the moment. So, it's a bit of fun, you know, it's a bit of, you know, joy and celebration that's relevant to us and hopefully relevant to people out there. We're really, really pleased with it and pleased with how it's going down. And like I say, get along and follow the link from the top of our site and get involved and cast a vote. I'll also say as well, like there is no need to tell us who you are. You just go on there, you cast your votes, you say where you're from, and that's it. We're not forcing a data capture on the back of it, and you can sign up to the mailing list while you're on there. But actually, it's not about that, genuinely. It's just about, celebrating kit and raising the profile of MPB in the process.
I love that. You know, Matt, you're opening up the hornet's nest to photographers that are, you know, a lot of us, let's say, have Stockholm syndrome when it comes to our gear. And some of us treat our gear as religious experiences. And if you don't like our gear, then you're against me, you know. So yeah, you are opening those doors.
I've done this for long enough now. I know that. Yeah, for sure.
You've seen that, right? You've seen that. Oh, like, how? Yeah. And how are you publishing any of that? Like any of the... And some of it's healthy diatribe, you know, sort of back and forth. Are you making any of that, or have plans to make any of that public?
In terms of the debate, you mean, or the conversations that are coming in internally? We probably can't. But, I think, you know, there will be stories to tell after this for sure. And we'll see what we can do at that point. It's, you know, I've bought and sold kit longer for a longer time than MPV has been around, and you know, work, you know, a long, long time now, and have experienced all of those debates over the years. And those debates are still happening today. You know, there's a classic kind of Nikon debate, but there's been lots of other debates in between. And I think actually it's been a really good couple of weeks for the industry, I think, seeing these new product announcements from Canon. You know, there's a Sony announcement coming at the end of the month. We all know what that is. We've got other stuff going on. And actually, it's probably the time, you know, first time in 3 or 4 years for me, I think, where there's been like that debate happening again and that real conflict happening over opinions and things, even with the latest stuff that's coming out, which is really cool as well. So, yes, it's, all of that's happening. We're getting a few people messaging us, to say the least, and striking their opinions, but yeah, that's all part of it, really, and
we
very much welcome that. So
it's absolutely, that's all part of the game. I mean, it's a photography is an interesting world, as you know more than most, that it's a it's an art form, it's psychology, it's technology, and it's a lot of opinion on top with an internet layer that lets people voice those opinions.
I mean, that's the world.
They're not shy.
No, I mean, we live in a very opinionated world about everything these days, don't we? And photography is no different. But that's, you know, that's a great thing, you know. And I mean, I can walk, you know, when I visit, well, not these days, but, you know, obviously spent a lot of time visiting our US office on a normal basis. And, you know, I'll walk in there and, you know, the guys who run returns will be debating, you know, some random camera that I've never heard of and all of its benefits and this, that, and the other. And, you know, all of these conversations happening here all the time. And, you know, like you say, it's it encapsulates quite a number of different things, doesn't it? Photography, you know, it's a creative thing that also embodies, like, you know, it's one of the things I've always loved about this is lenses. You know, lenses are kind of 60% of our business, and they just come in, I don't know, they're just such wonderful products that have, you know, they're handmade, they're optical, they're like such a pure thing, and just amazing things, really. And I think it deserves this conversation, and it deserves this celebration. I was listening to one of your conversations about the recent Olympus announcement, and you know, that was kind of that slightly misunderstood, as you guys pointed out, but I think, you know, kind of a bit of a sad moment in some ways, where there's often just far too much kind of negative kind of conversation around kit as well, like, oh, yeah, camera sales are down, or this is down, or that's down. And it's like, actually, if you unpick this thing, there's never been more passion and more people engaged with taking photographs than 2020. Like, that's just a fact, and that's an amazing thing. So it's cool. Yeah, really love
it.
This industry.
I love it. Love the product. Yeah, and clearly your passion comes through 110% for this. So I can see why you guys have been around since 2011 and with no signs of stopping. What does beyond the whole experimenting with and taking a look at the rental side of the world, what does 2021, 22, 23 look like for the company?
So what are we working on at the moment? So a key project for us at the moment is opening up a base in Germany. So we're opening a base in Berlin. We signed a lease there this week, and we've got construction starting on that in a couple of weeks. So we've had a German platform live for a couple of years. We've got a French platform live, and we're getting a lot of interest from there. So that's something that will kind of be quite dominant for the next 6 months while we get operational there, and then begin to shift the processing of, at the moment, all of the German and French and European kit comes to the UK. But once that's open, that will all go there and be processed out of there, and we'll run the customer service operation from Germany as well. So that's exciting. And then 21, 22, you know, we are a growth business, right? We're venture backed. There's no secret there. We've raised quite a lot of money over the last 3 or 4 years to fund the growth to where we are. So we're well capitalized, and we plan to continue to sensibly and wisely invest that capital for the benefit of photographers and videographers, really. So, you know, we are not well known in the US. You know, like we haven't penetrated the US massively. For us, it's, you know, we're a big business and we do an awful lot there, but actually the US is obviously an enormous, amazing country, and, you know, we've got a long way to go on our journey there. We very much see, although we've been in the US for 3 years, we still kind of view the US for us as kind of a startup that has a long, long way to go. So alongside getting Germany going and getting Europe kind of really, really pumping, like the US is a huge focus for us. You know, you guys out there, you'll think of B&H, you'll think of Adorama, you'll think of these places to go. KEH as well, you know, all of these guys, they're all people that we know, and you know, they all do a good job. They've been around for a long time, and you can go on there and you can pick up kit. But MPB is not a platform that's as well known, and we'd like to change that, you know, and we want to kind of really become the best known platform in the US for secondhand kit. Simple as that, really. And we are pretty confident in our ability to do that. We have, you know, a net promoter score that's above 80. We are the highest rated company on Trustpilot in the UK. We are the highest rated company on reseller ratings in the US. We are, you know, we look after people. We care about our customers. So it's not just like passionate people that are kind of out there building a business, buying and selling kit. It's actually genuinely like if people don't go away happy, I hear about it and we deal with it. So it's, you know, we are a company that, that still cares deeply and wants to create customers for the long term. So so yeah, it's if in 3 years time we are kind of on the lips of photographers in the US and as well known as those guys that have been around for 30, 40 years, then I'll be happy. We've done our job really, and I think we will do that.
I love it. I love it. That's great. So yeah, and you're right. I've been in the industry for a while and I haven't heard of it. I haven't heard of the, your company because you guys are primarily, you're here, but you're primarily in another country, right? So when I do, when I think of purchasing, when I put on my photographer hat and I think of purchasing, I think of Amazon or B&H or Adorama or those kinds of companies. If I think of rental, I'm thinking of lens rentals or borrow lenses or something like that. So I haven't, I think the market is primed and ripe for your entry, you know, to come in and bring a breath of fresh air, especially now, like you said, you know, the myth of photography going away and Olympus, you know, making their announcement. And, you know, it, so there's always the doom and gloom contingent of the photography industry that says, oh, it's over now. Hey, these digital cameras are going to kill the photography world, right? Oh, RAW versus JPEG, honestly, Nikon versus Canon. I mean, it goes ad nauseum, right? So, and we're still here.
The iPhone 11 takes great. The iPhone 11 takes great photos. That's a fact. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's just a tool, you know? Yeah. And I think, and it's just, you know, that it's, each to their own. You're either into it or you're not.
And it's headlines. It's headlines, right? Oh. It's always the insert blank killer of something, right? So it's the Nikon killer. Canon releases the Nikon killer, or DJI releases the whatever. You know, it's always something has to kill something in order for, you know, it can't be an and. We don't, photographers don't like the word and, you know, it has to be an or.
Absolutely. So. Well, all these things that have been killed, you can find alive on our site. So it's, you know, that's a fact. You know, we still sell, I mean, I don't know how many 5D Mark 1s go out this company every week. Absolutely loads. You know, D700s, like, you know, we still have people buying 350Ds and 400Ds from us because they're getting into it for the first time and they cost $50. Like, it's you know, there's something for everyone. And actually, it's so ironic because actually of any product group I can think of on Earth, with the exception of like Rolex watches and Chanel handbags, like photography products live for such a long time, you know, longer than anything else, because they really do, and it's our job to keep them alive because I think they're awesome. So that's my take on it, and I think hopefully that passion's come across. And definitely. In terms of just going back to Kit Hall of Fame, I think, you know, the next thing for us, we had planned quite a few offline events, which obviously we have postponed, but we will be celebrating the winners of this. We'll be putting them up in our warehouses here and in Berlin and in Brooklyn as well, and running some events as and when we can. But the big thing for us as well is to take this forward. So next year we want it to be bigger and better, and we want to involve the industry, people like yourselves, even more in terms of forming that shortlist as well, and getting those views up front, and make this a big annual event is the plan. So really, really excited about how we take it forward. It's kind of just our inaugural one this year. You know, we're learning from it and learning what, what, you know, people like about it, listening to the people that are telling us what we've got wrong, and we will come back even bigger next year, and hopefully in a world where we're all back to normal and able to embrace each other again. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, let's end it on that note. Where's if people want to dive in and use the service and, you know, learn more about what you guys are up to and, you know, check out the Hall of Fame, what are some good locations for them to explore?
So obviously our platform is mpb.com. So go there if you want to check any of the, you know, buy from us, sell from us, just have a browse or get to know us, you can go there. Top of that at the moment is the banner to Kit Hall of Fame. So you can click through from there or just go to kithalloffame.com. Our Instagram is a busy place to be as well. The handle on there is mpbcom. So that's mpbcom as in like mpb.com, but without the dot. Yeah, we are doing a lot through there in relation to Hall of Fame as well. So yeah, those are the main places to find us. And you know, between kind of, we are only online during Eastern hours at the moment for the US. But if you can get online during those hours, there's a chat facility on there. We're on the end of the phone as well if you want to give us a call and get to know us a bit more. Obviously, it's high value stuff, right? And I think if you're selling to us for the first time and you want to put something in the post and you're over where you are in California and you've got and you just want to know who's going to be on the end of that, then you know, we are not we're not shy on talking on the phone either. So you can just pick up the phone and give us a call and get to know us. So yeah, check us out on any of those locations, and we'd really appreciate that. And please do go to Kit Hall of Fame. com and cast your votes, and we will reveal the winners of those categories. I think are being really revealed on World Photography Day, which is August 19th. That's worth mentioning. Yeah,
awesome, perfect. Well, Matt Barker, thank you for coming on. I appreciate your time today. I'm excited to dive around and jump into the site. I feel like, you know, I feel like I missed a party. Because, you know, all this has been going on since 2011 and I haven't been there. So I feel like I have some catch up to do. So congratulations on the site, all your successes. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the results of the Hall of Fame campaign and what you guys do in 2021. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting year for you.
Yeah, it will be. And yeah, thank you for having me, Frederick. Lovely to get to know you as well. And congrats on all of your successes. It's
thank
huge.
You.
So, yeah,
thank nice you. One. I appreciate that. Okay, on with your evening, and we'll see you soon. Take care, man.
All right, speak to you soon. Thank you.
This is Twitter.